on the Big Sports Breakfast. This Rugby League update is brought to you by The Manshake.
I spoke with Mal Meninga yesterday. He loves the concept, says it should stay in some form. That's for sure. The All-Stars fixture, the coach of the Indigenous All-Stars is Laurie Daly. He joins us now. G'day, Loz.
Hey, Slats. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. It's a crammed week in a way. There's not much practice, really. There's a lot of activities and it's great for the area.
It is great for the area. I think we have two sessions. There was one yesterday and one again, a light one on Thursday. But the guys do a lot throughout the week. There's a youth summit with 60 Indigenous students from Australia and New Zealand, and they take part in, you know, cultural workshops and leadership lessons and skill developments. And it's just great to be able to have our guys showcasing their skills to the kids, and hopefully they learn a lot out of it and go back and become leaders in their own communities.
Much of this, in fact, most of it is all about what happens not on game night in so many ways, Laurie, isn't it? This week that we celebrate, you know, what the Indigenous contribution to the game of rugby league.
It is, TK. I think that's the important part of it. You know, rugby league's got a deep and genuine sort of our heritage with Indigenous Australians, and this is a celebration of that bond. But it also, you know, showcases, you know, the inclusive nature of our game. And you know, we've celebrated so many wonderful Indigenous players over the years, and you know, it's a great way to showcase it all. But yeah, I think just the week in itself is great. But the players put a lot into the community, and they play a game on Friday just to celebrate everything that's going on throughout the week.
Are they pumped to win it, or it doesn't really matter?
No, I think once you get out there, like all athletes, yeah, it doesn't matter what it is. Once you pull on the boots, you want to win and you want to play at your best. So I think, you know, both sides, while, you know, relaxed and not as intense as an NRL game or an Origin sort of campaign, I think, you know, once you get out there to play, you want to play to win.
Well, you think that when they do the traditional dance before kickoff, it looks pretty serious then, Laurie. It's, and for many, many people, that's a real highlight of the weekend.
Yeah, it is, and the boys were practicing that last night because there's a couple of guys that are new to the team, so they haven't done the dance before, so they rehashed it last night and sort of working on a few little different things. But yeah, they certainly put a lot of effort and time into the dance. They don't take it for granted, and you know, one day, who knows, it might be part of the Australian Test team setup when we play against other nations. It'd be great to see. They used to have it. But I suppose that's a debate for another day.
Laurie, with the National Rugby League season, the pre-season, the World Cup at the end of this year, there's not going to be this Indigenous All-Stars game next season. Are you fearful it could be lost, and when's the ideal time to play it? If you come up with that, you're a genius.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think anyone's got the ideal time. But one thing I do know, it does need to stay on the calendar. And I can understand it not being on next year, given the workload of the players this season. But it's something that we need to sort of discuss. I know that, you know, a lot of people aren't happy with the Nines, but I'm a fan of the Nines. I think that's a way to increase participation in our wonderful game and get more exposure of rugby league. And you see with other sports how it's all going down that track with different forms. But yeah, this is a game that in particular our guys love to play, and you know, they'd be shattered and very disappointed if it was taken away from them.
2017, mate, another Origin campaign. How are you thinking about that at this stage?
Yeah, oh look, I think I'm excited about this year's campaign. I think you know, touch wood, I think this is certainly the most depth we've had, certainly in my time as a coach, and I'd say over the last sort of 10 or 11 years. You know, we've been able to introduce some guys into the system over the last sort of two series. We've been, you know, got a lot of young guys coming through that have played, you know, a reasonable amount of games now at first-class level, but also on the representative arena. And they're about to come into their best parts of their career. So that's exciting for me. And hopefully our job this year will be difficult to select. I've got, you know, few different changes to the lineup. Pete Sterling on board, which is a massive coup for us. Already had a lot of dialogue with Thurlow, and he's certainly opened my eyes to a few things, and which is great. So yeah, really looking forward to it, and hopefully you know, the people from New South Wales get behind us again, because I think we can have some good times.
Prepared to say we're New South Wales best placed in your time, then?
If that's... Yeah, I think it is TK, yeah. Certainly in terms of their depth. You know, we've got key position players. We've got guys that can score points. In the past, we've probably struggled with the ability to score points and that skill level, but certainly going through and looking at the squad now, we've got players that we can call upon that will do the job and will worry Queensland. So, yeah, I'm really excited about what we've been able to do and getting these players the experience that they need. And, but now, as we all know, it's not about talking, it's about getting out there and getting it done. And I'm confident that, you know, we'll have a good prep and give it our best shot.
I know you've had a lot of work in the community, mate, over this week. I'm just wondering whether you've caught up with the changes to the bunker, the National Rugby League bunker. The bunker will no longer rule on knock-ons in general play or 40-20 kicks. They will only rule on point-scoring plays, plus in-goal restarts, whether it's a goal line dropout or a 20-metre restart, and reportable foul play. So, if you knock it on the third tackle or the fourth tackle.
I haven't caught up with it, mate. But, I suppose they've gone through it. And, you know, they don't want the video ref to intervene when they probably don't have to. But, again, you know, with all these changes, you might find that while we complain and bitch about things, sometimes throughout the year people will be arguing, why don't we go back and check on these things? But,
yes.
Yeah, they can never win, I suppose, with the technology. But, I really haven't had great thought about, you know, what's happened. But I'm sure over the coming weeks we'll sort of look at it and sort of see what may happen from it. But, obviously they're trying to make sure there's not as many stoppages as there's been in the past and make the game a bit quicker.
Well, you'll find out on Friday night, mate, because you're the guinea pig, right?
You're the guinea pig.
Well, I probably won't know the rules by then. I'll have to study them today.
You know what? Hang on to the ball, run hard, tackle hard.
You know what, TK? That's a very good plan because whenever you play footy, there's a couple of things that you have to do well to win any game. So, you can have all the best game plans and structures and everything else that coaches talk about, but you need to run hard and tackle hard.
Yeah, good on you, Loz. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, TK.
Well done. Have a great week up there. Indigenous All-Stars $1.43. World All-Stars $2.85.